Who knew that Joe Biden and Best Buy had so much in common? I'm going to tell you what that is. And Beyonce has broken the internet this weekend with a new country album. But white people, you better like it or else. And don't worry, be happy. I'll tell you how.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Karellcast. I am Karell on this Monday, April 1st. I don't do April Fools. I am not a fool. I don't suffer fools. And I don't like practical jokes, even though I did a TV show where I pulled practical jokes. That's why I don't like them. But I hope you're having a good first of the month, another quarter. This year is flying by. You might as well get out the Christmas ornaments now. By the way, mad cow disease. Bird flu. Bird flu has now been detected in dairy cows. And if that's not a reason to go vegan, I don't know what is. I don't know how much longer you guys are going to resist me in going plant-based, saving yourself and the planet one meal at a time. First of all, thanks for all of your concern. I'm on the mend. The only thing we have to worry about now is GBS. It can happen up to 2 months after the event, so I'm hoping it doesn't. It's a very rare and very horrible nervous system condition. I have not found an attorney yet to take my case, been turned down by 15, all of them saying I have a case, none of them saying they'll take it because of tort reform. They've made it almost impossible through tort reform to sue doctors and the medical establishment. You'll need to look it up. I could have a lawyer guest come on and tell you why, but frankly, doctors and the medical industry have now insulated themselves from lawsuits through legislation called tort reform. It's unfair, it's not right, but it is the way that it is. I'll keep looking and hopefully I'll find somebody. I still have tingly hands, tingly feet, not all the time. And this morning I tried to run up the side of the hills. I haven't done it in a month, and my legs let me know it. So we'll be getting back into that slowly. Don't want to rush things. So there's a lot going on. Some of it fun, some of it not. Some of it, you know, earth shaking, some of it not. I'm trying on the show to do a new balance and keeping the orange person out of the show. It's going to be hard, I know, but when there's big news in that department, we'll talk about it. But until then, it's just too freaking depressing. Although it's very joyous to me that Truth Social, since going public, has lost about 40% of its value in terms of the stock. So he's lost billions of dollars already, and that makes me very happy. However, there are some things that have made me unhappy, and I want to bring them to your attention because it sort of relates to the Beyoncé topic. I know that sounds odd. It's so light in here. Why? Where's all this light coming from? Hold on a second. Computer, turn off media room. Oh, there. That's the light I want. You know, we'll talk about the Beyoncé album and the fact that a lot of black people online are saying if you're white and you criticize the album, you're a racist. And I'll explain, you know, what they're saying. And a lot of them are right in their condemnation, but I'll tell you about that later. Right now, though, one of the comments that I often get when I comment on these posts is that as a gay person, I shouldn't equate my struggle for equality and inclusion with that of a black person, that somehow the black experience in America is completely different from the gay experience in America. And while they are right to some degree, oppression is oppression. Unfair and unequal rights are unfair and unequal rights. And there is a commonality, an intersection between the two, between black rights and black civil rights and the LGBTQIA community. And if you don't see that, you're blind. And if you're black and you're listening to this, I want to say you're right. And one of the reasons you're right is because you still don't have legislation being made against you. And yes, while they struck down affirmative action at the Supreme Court, you don't have active laws being made against being black in America today. Okay? You just don't. And yet, this past weekend, two things happened. And it's Joe Biden and Best Buy. And who knew they had, you know, something in common, but they do. You see, Best Buy this weekend, in a SEC filing, we saw emails amongst the investors. And there's a group of conservative investors in Best Buy that doesn't want Best Buy giving to any LGBTQIA organizations. And so the powers that be at Best Buy offered to screen and vet any donations to make sure they didn't go against the privileges or whatever it is that these conservative investors want to have. In other words, Best Buy is getting out of supporting LGBTQIA causes. And they're doing it because of conservatives on their board. Now, that for me is infuriating. I canceled my Best Buy credit card yesterday. It had a zero balance, and I will never buy another appliance from Best Buy in my entire life, just like I canceled my Home Depot credit card and went to Lowe's. But that being said, it brings up a bigger question, which again, we're going to ask with Joe Biden. You see, Joe Biden, in order to get a budget through, had to throw gays under the bus and sign a bill that said they could no longer fly pride flags at U.S. embassies or federal buildings, period. Now, he regrets signing it. He says, by signing the bill, I got money for AIDS and I helped the gay community, but I had to give them this. And I hope that Congress will go back and change this. So let me get this right. You sign anti-gay legislation as a Democrat, and you do it while saying, oh yeah, but look, I got you other benefits and maybe Congress can come along and right this wrong. That's because our rights are still up for debate and our equality is still on the line even with Democrats. Don't forget that it's not Republicans, but Democrats who have harmed the gay community more than any other group. And yes, I have to vote for them. Remember, Bill Clinton, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Defense of Marriage Act. That's Bill Clinton. Remember, Obama did not legalize same-sex marriage, nor did his Congress. It was the Supreme Court, and now they're talking about taking it away. And now Joe Biden signs a budget and a bill that basically says we will not fly pride flags at any federal building or embassy. It's always the Democrats that give up our rights. And so you've got Best Buy caving to conservative investors. You've got Joe Biden caving to the GOP. And what are they both caving on? Gay rights, lesbian rights, trans rights, rights of tax-paying Americans who in every way, shape, or form should be equal to everybody else, but they're not. And it brings up a bigger question to me, which is why do these asshole corporations like Target and like Best Buy, and why do idiot Democrats, yes, like Joe Biden, that was an idiot move. I'm going to vote for him, but that was an idiot fucking move. He should have said, no, I'm not doing that. Then the budget stalls and the government shuts down. Fuck it. But instead, let's throw the gays under the bus, but tell them after they're run over that we're going to send someone to take care of them medically. And it's okay because we got them some extra benefits. You know what? If they can't fund AIDS funding without holding something else over their heads, then don't fund AIDS funding. And I mean that. If the cost of the government taking care of LGBTQ people is that we have to give up rights in order. What right is next, Joe Biden? You're going to let them take away gay marriage, but hey, they'll give you $100 for this or that. And as for Best Buy, well, screw you. But the bigger question goes to beyond Joe Biden and beyond Best Buy, which is why do we always give in to the assholes? There is this alarming trend now, both online and in practice in America, that all an asshole group has to do is make a bunch of noise and corporations cave, particularly on gay and trans rights. Why? It's why Trump is winning, because no one, he suffers zero repercussions for being an asshole and being a criminal. His bail should be revoked. I know I'm talking about him, but I'm actually talking about how he is tolerated, how he gets no repercussions. And instead of caving, like when Target moved their Pride stuff to the back of the store, they should have doubled down and turned the front of their store into a mini gay Pride festival. And if any motherfucker came in to destroy it or came in to cause problems, they should have taken that fucker out instead of taking the gay products out. Why does MAGA, libs of TikTok, all of them, why do they win? They're not the majority. 72 million people voted for Donald Trump. There's 320 million people in America. That leaves about 240 or 250 million Americans not on the MAGA boat. So why do corporations give in? Why are they so afraid of this group that they will sell out gays, lesbians, trans? Why does Joe Biden give in to the GOP? Why? They don't do anything for Democrats. They don't compromise any way, shape, or form for a Democrat. But they expect Democrats.
Well, because they're in the majority.
If America really wants to go down that route and we don't want to, then the blue states should secede. California, Oregon, Washington, Massachusetts, Vermont, Delaware. We should form our own union, because I would rather we secede from those horrible bigots than to continue to put rights of Americans on the back burner to please a group of fucking morons. You know, MAGA should stand for morons all, I don't know, M-A-G-A, morons against something. You know, morons always getting angry. That's MAGA. Morons always getting angry. M-A-G-A. That's them. Morons always getting angry. And why do we capitulate to them? Why does the wants of the few outweigh the desires of the many? Because if you ask me, more people want diversity, inclusion. More people are for gay and lesbian rights than against them. More people are for women being able to get an abortion than against it. Why do politicians and corporations continue to kowtow to these morons against, what did I say? Morons angry. I forget. It was good too. Morons against something. Morons against getting anything. You know, I mean, really, why? Why do we, and are they afraid of them economically? They're fucking broke. MAGA is broke. They live off of disability. They live off of unemployment. They work low-end jobs. They're broke. They don't have buying power. They don't have that much money, or Trump wouldn't need money. If MAGA was rich, and if the very rich maggots were willing to put their money where their mouth is, he would have money. But he's out there, brother, can you spare a dime, selling Bibles, selling tennis shoes. Surprised he hasn't offered Melania up. Oh, morons against getting anything, you know? So I don't understand why Joe Biden did that. As for Best Buy, you know, you're basically becoming Radio Shack as it is. You know, you're not really needed. Costco sells everything that you sell, so there's no reason to go to Best Buy. And if I were you, I wouldn't. Don't shop there again. They're capitulating to their conservative shareholders. They've removed the links from their pages about what good they do in the 50 states for the gay community. They've taken those links down. And they're refusing to give to most LGBTQ funds. The HRC has called them out. GLAAD has called them out. Everyone's called them out, but they get to just do it. Why? Why? All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a revelation I had about worrying. And everything else that's on my agenda for the day. So don't go anywhere except to my website, Really Carell. And thank you, patrons. Patreon.com/Really Carell. Thank you. I love you, patrons. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Become one. Go, become one. Go, go, go.
Patreon.com.
Hey, Carell here, and I'd like to take a moment to thank all the patrons at Patreon. Your support means the absolute world to me and the show. If you'd like to show your support for the crazy endeavors of the Carell cast, then please go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. And please help get those numbers up by subscribing to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/reallycarell. There's so much great free content there. It's like having a network on your TV, phone, or tablet. All social media is Really Carell, including Threads and Instagram. And don't forget the website that's had it all along, reallycarell.com. Without your support, the show simply doesn't work. So please listen on all streaming services, watch and subscribe on YouTube, and support the show through Patreon at patreon.com/reallycarell. Thanks for almost 30 years of support for the loudest, craziest, most unhinged gay guy and his little dog. And let's keep the party going as long as we can.
All right, welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. And again, patrons, thank you so much for your support. Without that, I could not do the show. It's patreon.com/reallycarell. Thank each and every one of you, all the superstars, you know, Rachel and Randy and Radar and all the others. You know who you are. My Landon, my friend with the Antarctica Bunch. I love all of you. I love each and every one of you patrons. The new one, David, thank you for coming on board. Thank you all for all for Schlabel out in Ohio or Oklahoma. I always forget which one he's in. You know, all of my friends and fans and patrons out in LA working in IT out there. There's so many friends and artists in the Midwest, retired people. Thank you so much, each and every one of you, for giving what you give at patreon.com/reallycarell. All right. So Beyonce released a new album. It's part of her renaissance. So she has these four albums that are coming out. It started with Renaissance. That's Act One. Act Two is now out, and that's called Cowboy Carter. And she was dissed. She did something with the Dixie Chicks at the Grand Ole Opry at the CMAs, and she was heckled, and she was dissed. And she didn't like that experience. And coming from Texas and being steeped in country music, she decided to do a country-flavored album. Now, as I've told you, blacks helped build the house that is country music. The banjo, the guitar, those are African instruments. African folk music and singing and spirituals all made their way to become modern-day country music. And certainly, African-Americans were one of the building stones of country, well, of almost every music in this country. Rock, country, certainly rap. But, you know, black music and blacks had a huge influence on culture and music in the United States. White people stole a lot of it, but at its roots, it has its roots in black music. And that includes country music. So certainly she had every right as an artist. You have every right to do whatever kind of music you want. Tina Marie was the ivory queen of soul, little white girl from Venice Beach, you know. So whatever you want to sing, I say sing. It's like straight and gay actors, whoever's best for the part. If you can sing a great country song and you happen to be black, you know, Charlie Pride, my mom used to love him. So, you know, do whatever genre you want to do. I don't think anyone should just be molded into one genre. However, there was an alarming discussion online about if you dislike the album and you're white, you should be careful about saying so because you could be perceived as racist. Now, there was a large group of these maggots, again, these Trumpies, these maggots, these white supremacists, who believe that black people have no place in country music. They don't know history. They don't know music. And they're just racist idiots. And yes, they made their upset online because even Threads now has become a cesspool. X is a cesspool. All social media has become a cesspool. This infection that is MAGA, morons against... What did I say? I want to go back and rewind the tape. Morons against getting anything. I'm just going to go with that one. Morons about... you know what? We should redefine MAGA down in the comments. I'm going with morons against getting anything. But what are, you know, what are you for? How would you define MAGA down below in the comments? You could start with morons if you want, or you could use another word or whatever, but I'm morons against, I don't know, GA. But anyway, yes, there are white supremacists out there. And yes, there are morons who are going to say Beyonce should stay in her lane. And the Washington Post even did an article about her cover of Jolene is violent. By the way, I think all versions of Jolene miss the point. I love Dolly's. I love Miley Cyrus's. And I love Beyonce's. But Beyonce switched up the lyrics. She was like, Jolene, don't come for my man. You come for my man, bitch, I'm going to cut you. You know, I've been with him 20 years, raised him and his kids. And I'm about to let you come sauntering in here and try to take my man. That misses the point, too. I always thought in Jolene, where Dolly says, you know, please don't take my man, whatever. Take the fucking man. If that man is going to wander, if he's going to cheat, if he's going to look that way, then you know what? You're best without him. I don't think any woman should fight to keep her man. Let him go. No gay man should fight to keep their man. Let them go. They ain't worth it. It ain't worth the fight. If you got to fight to keep a man from someone else, it ain't worth the fight. You know what I'm saying? In my Jolene version, it would be Jolene, take the fucking man. Let me free up the space so I can have someone in here who would never cheat on me. You know, every day of his life, I accused Andrew Howard of infidelity. Every day. I was so insecure. I thought, how could he ever just love me? If he was 2 hours late coming home from the mall, why are you 2 hours late coming home from the mall? That was me. Oh, I was terrible. I was a kid. I was in my 20s and 30s. I was fat. I was insecure. I was gay in a society that has body worship, you know, so I didn't feel attractive. And I had this gorgeous husband. I thought he was going to cheat. Also, because of his HIV AIDS and him telling me that, you know, he only slept with four people and wanted to sleep with more before he died, which is why he wanted us to have three ways. And we did, but those didn't make me any more secure. But he never did it. He never did it. I would have found out by now. He never did it. And I deserved it if he did, but he never did it. But would I have fought someone else to keep him? No, I wouldn't have. Just like he always told me. He's like, if you think you can find someone better, if you think you can sleep with someone better than me, go do it. Just don't come home. Oh, yes, Lord. So I think that Jolene misses the point. But the notion that if you don't like the Beyonce album that you're racist is ridiculous. I'm not a huge fan of Beyonce. I'm not. I now have Renaissance and this new one, Cowboy Carter. Those are the only two that I have. I liked Renaissance because it's a dance album. I don't like rap. And I don't like all this twerk this and boom, boom that and blah, 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 blah. I don't like it. It's not my style of R&B. She's made several songs, which I do like. If you love it, then you should have put a ring on it. I like that. And I'm not a non-fan, meaning if she's performing, I'll watch. She does a great show. I saw her perform in a movie where she did it out at Coachella or whatever, and she was fabulous. She's a great stage performer. I'm not a fan of her music because a lot of times it's too rap. And she's married to Jay-Z. And I don't like rap at all. I do not like rap music. So I'm not a huge fan of hers. But that doesn't mean I'm racist. There's a lot of white artists I'm not a, most white artists I'm not a huge fan of. And by the way, I'm not a huge fan of country. So when I heard this was a country album, I thought, huh? But it's not really a country album. But the notion that you would be racist just for not liking the album is in and of itself racist. And here's the thing. Black people don't realize when they're being racist. In fact, many black people assume that they can't be racist. And yet they talk shit about white people all the time. They say stuff about white people that if white people said about black people, they'd be canceled and condemned. But black people say it about white people online all the time and do not realize that they are playing into the same racist tropes that they are objecting to. Just like black people saying that gay people can't understand what it's like. Well, if you're a straight black person and you're saying that, then you can't understand what it's like for a gay person of any color. And blacks are hugely homophobic as a culture. Hugely homophobic as a culture. They can't even say the word gay. They call it down low. So this notion that they are above the fracas pisses me off, quite frankly. Because I've read a lot of anti-white sentiments all over the Beyoncé album. Black people posting terrible things about white people simply because they don't like a record. That may or may not be true. But more importantly, it's racism of any kind, and I don't like that. I don't like when white people are racist towards black people. I don't like when black people are racist towards white people. I don't like when Hispanic people are racist towards blacks or whites or Asians. I don't like when Asians are I don't like racism, period. Just like I don't like homophobia. But nowadays, we are so divided, so angry, and so... Can you believe how triggered they were over this weekend? March 31st is always the Trans Day of Remembrance for 15 years. It's the Trans Day of Remembrance and Appreciation. March 31st. It has been for 15 years. Easter has never fallen in March in the last 15 years. And so this year, Easter fell on March 31st, the Trans Day of Remembrance, and the right, including the Speaker of the House, the fourth person in line for the presidency, third person in line for the presidency, spoke out against President Biden, saying he was spitting on Christians by the, you know, the Trans Day of Remembrance, blah, blah, blah. They were so triggered over the weekend. Because Easter fell on the Trans Day of Remembrance. And somehow, these crazy people who believe that, and these people don't even believe in Easter. They really don't believe that someone rose up from the dead. That's a zombie. No one in today's world actually believes a guy was nailed to an X, pulled down off this X. There were no crosses back then. They're not structurally sound. This will stand up. This will not. It'll teeter, totter, and break. He was crucified on an X, and there's not one sane person that believes that 3 days later from the tomb, his body rose up and he walked the earth. No one believes that. And if you do, you need to seek mental help. You know, you worship a zombie. It's an allegory. It's a story for conquering death. And you know, it's like the rest of the Bible. It's made up to be a story to help in life. It's not actual fact. It's a story. So they're mad because their fairy tale overlapped with Trans Day of Remembrance. Oh, it was a horrible online yesterday. High-ranking government officials speaking out. And why? Why would it be such a bad thing? And wouldn't a Jesus have risen for the trans people too? You know, Jesus never spoke of gay people, trans people. He would have known, right? He's the son of fucking God. You know? He could have seen trans people coming. He knows everything. The beginning, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. He certainly knew trans people were coming. Didn't speak out about them. He certainly knew about gay people as he tromped around with 12 men in the desert. Didn't speak out about them. He knew that abortion would be coming. Didn't make it a commandment, you know? So they're so triggered, but it appears everybody is going back to the Beyoncé and the black community saying, if you don't like the album, you're racist. It's like, no, if you don't like the album, you just don't like Beyoncé. Doesn't mean you're racist. Now, if you say, I don't like the album because black people shouldn't be doing country music. Yes, you're racist. If you don't like the album because you think she should stay in her lane. Yeah, no, you're racist. But if you don't like the album just because you don't like Beyoncé, then you're not racist. All right, I didn't get to the worry topic, and it's something that really means a lot to me, so I will talk to you about it on Wednesday, because I had a profound dream that has really changed my life about worry, because you all know that I have anxiety, medical anxiety, so I am Carell, be who you want to be, so I'm not hurting anybody. We'll talk about that on Wednesday. Until then, go to my website, comment down below, YouTube, subscribe, please, to the YouTube, please, pretty please, subscribe, like, now.
It's do it. Broadcasting from a completely different point of view. Yours. Listen daily to the Carrellcast on your favorite streaming service.